Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with us from Block Club Chicago. Jen, good morning. Let's talk about how Chicagoans have been helping neighbors through the snap freeze.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, as we know, a lot of people who were depending on that SNAP money for the past few weeks have been without food. A lot of the food pantries have been overwhelmed. And even though those benefits are back, the money came out slowly, and some people still face being removed from SNAP under the new budget, new federal budget. So in certain neighborhoods, they are stepping up. In Beverly, here on the south side, some neighbors have created pop-up pantries where they bake like breads, they make lasagnas, they put out soups, and they set up a table and let people basically like come and grab what they can, and they refill it every day. There's on the north side, a woman is making birthday cakes for those in need, because, you know, if you can't afford regular food, everyday food, you're not going to be able to afford a birthday cake. Mm-hmm. So you can go on her, through Facebook, she was soliciting cake orders and making them and delivering them to people in the neighborhood who needed them. Just really amazing people stepping up, people who, you know, don't run food pantries, who mm-hmm. have other jobs, but just really going out of their way to help their neighbors. There have been pet food pantries, just a table set up with lined up pet food and a sign, take what you need. This is all over the city. We featured a few from the far north side to all the way on the far south side, and it's just really inspiring to see people stepping up and helping each other.
Nice to hear and broadcast the good news. Also some good news for Humboldt Park. They're going to be upgrading quite a few things, aren't they?
They are. For the past few years, there's been a youth football team called the Humboldt Park Patriots. They've been playing in the park, but their field has not been ideal. So they are getting a brand new football field for this team, which has really grown over the years. This is for kids from ages to 7 to 12. They're also getting some upgrades to the field house, improvements to the tennis courts, the pool house, bathrooms, and the formal garden. Humboldt Park, if you haven't been, it's a gorgeous, gigantic park over at 1440 North Humboldt Boulevard. And they are getting about $12 million in TIF funding to do this work. Most of it will be covered by this TIF, and neighbors have been fighting for these improvements for many years, so they're very excited to see this finally coming to life. Construction should be starting next year.
That is good to hear. Block Club Chicago is taking on a highly controversial question. When is the best time to put up holiday decorations?
Yes, we took to our social media to ask our followers, when do you put your Christmas tree up? When do you put the lights up? Because we've been seeing more, even just after Halloween, we were seeing some lights go up across the city. But overwhelmingly, our readers, 69% of our readers said after Thanksgiving is when you should put your winter decorations up. 22% said after Halloween, 5% said mid-December, so it's a little late, and 3% said bah humbug, they're not going to bother with decorations. I know more and more people are putting up their trees sooner and sooner. My sister and my mom already have their trees up, so mm-hmm. They're getting in that holiday spirit well before Thanksgiving.
Next, why don't you ask, when should you take it down?
Yeah, some people have them up from last year, and they just never have to, you know,
yeah,
put them up
right.
again.
Also at blockclubchicago.org, you've got the ultimate guide to shopping local in Chicago for the holidays. How did you come up with this list?
We went through every neighborhood in the city and rounded up more than 100 small businesses where you can shop this holiday season. If you go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, you can filter by neighborhood and find all of these independent businesses to find anything your heart desires, from toys to books to jewelry to food. It's got it all. We have a Chicago-style hot dog hat that you can wear on your head.
Nice.
all the way to, just everything you can imagine. If you really want to support local businesses, this is their hardest season, the winter. So it's really a great time to go out to your business districts and support these local businesses.
Check it out. More than 100 small businesses in the city at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.